We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Milwaukee, we did it. We finally did it. There's a lot of people here that we should thank. First, I want to say thanks to, you know, all of our families for the constant support that they gave us with the travel and our schedule. Then I also want to thank every member in our organization, from the top, from our ownership group, down to the entire front office, to our coaching staff, to our medical staff, and to all our players here. We couldn't do it without y'all or anybody. But finally, we couldn't do this without you guys either. From inside this building, to outside in Deer District and all around the world, we definitely felt you guys' energy, and we couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you.
Why did Queen make this song? I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. Bucks win last night as we're prematurely celebrating the Bucks going, how about this, buck to buck? No? Yes? Buck to buck champions?
I like it. I like it.
I thought I invented it. For the W Pod came up with it too a couple of weeks ago. Buck to buck. But if you're like, you know, when you're an artist, you're like, oh, what should we write a song about? Oh, I don't know. Let's write about unrequited love, like every song ever. Oh, okay, mate. That sounds cheeky good. I love you and you went away. And, you know, every song is the same. But Queen was like, let's write a song about winning. And then teams and sports will use it forever. And we'll write such a good one that nobody, even if they write other winning songs, they'll still come back to our song. Good for Queen. Good to have that foresight. If I was in a band, that is what I would do. I would do like, we won the Super Bowl and this is the song you sing. I don't know. Skyler, 799-1250. Sing with me, buddy. What's happening?
Hey, I was going to tell you too, Bart. You don't know it, but you got a hidden talent, man. You actually got a voice, man. You just need to go take some vocal lessons.
Skyler, thank you so much.
Hey, no, but I just want to say, man, it's going to be a back-to-back season. Like I was telling Toby, I don't see nobody beating us in the seven-game series, man. I just don't see it. I'm going to tell a Rocky. When he told his wife that Drago was going to have to be willing to die himself in that ring to beat him. That's how it's going to be to beat the Bucks in a seven-game series. You're going to have to be willing to die on that court. It's going to be hard to beat them in a seven-game series. But I want to ask you, Bart, where your buddy at, the Bucks hater? Man, I ain't heard from him in a minute.
Oh, are you mentioning our good friend Ram?
Yeah, man. What happened to him?
Yeah, so Ram... Ram and I thought we had a nice little friendship, and, you know, he was kind of anti-Bucks or always finding the flaws, and, you know, we had a good back and forth. And then during the playoffs, he would not call after the Bucks won. But when they lost, he'd be the first one to call at 6:15. So I had him on, and I said, Ram, I need you to call after a win sometime. I can't take you again until you call after a win, because we're going in this cycle, and it's insane. And somebody recently last week, they tweeted and said, how come you don't call Bart's show anymore? And Ram said, Bart's a dictator that's trying to put words in my mouth or something. So it doesn't sound like he's calling anymore.
So he just like, so basically you're sorry losing, they can't accept when you're wrong. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, Ram's like the Ben Simmons of the show. He's taking his ball and going home.
Yeah, except when you're wrong, Ram. You're Ram, like me. I was a Chris Middleton hater at one point in time. Me and my buddy, we were. But like we said, I can never in my mouth come out of my mouth and say that we need to trade Middleton. That's over with. I would never say he can have 10 straight bad games. That would never come out of my mouth again. I'm done. I got to give him his credit. He's one of the best Buck players to do it of all time. I got to give him his credit. He brought us a ring. There's nothing I can say anymore. I'm done.
Oh, yeah. No, Coach Bud, to me, best coach in NBA history.
He did a good job yesterday.
I know, he's good. Let's go, baby. Let's go, Sky.
Let's go.
See you, buddy.
Yep.
Skyler, excited. Maybe I'll sing a song about Ram. Come back to me, sweet Ram and Lamb. Come back to me, my baby. I miss our talks and calls and conversations. You are the Jabari Parker to my Gary Wolfel. Come back to me, baby. I can go back in the studio workshop that a little bit. Are we positive Ram is still alive? That's from Matt. As of Friday, he was. Yeah, when he called me a dictator on Twitter. A dictator. That's a new one. Anthony's in Brown Deer. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Bart?
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I think maybe you and Ram need to hug it out and, you know, work things out.
My arms are open. I'm waiting for him.
Yeah. So I was at the Bucks game last night, and man, that the ceremony it was crazy, man. I was telling my wife, I couldn't believe that we were actually at a ring night watching the Bucks get their ring. It was a great night. It started kind of early, so we had to rush and get there, but we made it. And a quick story. So my wife, she went to the restroom and she was gone for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, dude, what the heck happened to her? Did she get kidnapped or something? So she comes back, and she surprised me. She has the Bucks, the warm-ups. She was able to get the Bucks warm-ups and a Bucks hat, the new Bucks hat. And then I almost passed out in the stadium or in the arena. So,
she got you one.
Yeah, she got one. I was like, how much money you got, man? I didn't know she had that much money. But, yeah, it was a good night. The Bucks looked good, of course. We don't get no respect from no one, but, I mean, who cares? We didn't get no respect last year, and we got it done. And, hey, the way they look, Grayson Allen looked good, Chris Middleton, the whole team. So, man, it's looking like, I know it's one game, but we got a shot to do it again.
Do you know how good a team is going to have to be to beat the Bucks in a series?
Yeah.
They're going to have to earn every minute of it and be so good. The Bucks are so good.
It's crazy, man. Like, everybody's talking about the loss of PJ. Yeah, PJ was a good player for us. Take nothing away from him. But, I mean, we got more scorers out there. Grayson Allen's a pretty good player. And it looks like everybody loves Pat Connaughton now. You know, they used to hate him now. And now he's, you know, I guess, one of the fan favorites now.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was bad, and now he's good.
Yeah, Yeah, and I don't. I wonder if I'm going to hear any more Coach Bud Sucks songs from you. I don't.
No, I've retired, Bud. So I'm still new into this, but I love Coach Bud. You know, I'm still a rookie at loving Coach Bud, but
you know what? I think I'm a rookie too. But you know, hey, he brought a championship to the city, so hey, we love Coach Bud here in Milwaukee now. Bucks and six, man. I appreciate you taking my call.
Bucks and six, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Bucks and six, always. That's for the culture.
414-799-1250. My wife was watching the ceremony with me. Didn't score me that jacket yet. Good for Anthony. But she had said, when the assistant coaches were getting their rings, she had said, this is a good-looking group of guys, all the way down to Charles Lee. And I was getting a little, like, getting a little jealous. And then Coach Bud came and she goes, now there's my guy. And I thought, okay, baby, we're good. Yeah, I'm still your type. Yeah. Dave is in Cudahy. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, and what a great Wednesday it is. Look at that. Milwaukee Bucks coming right back, staying in form, looking like a 2022 NBA champion, like I always thought they were. Ah, it feels good.
Let's give a special shout out, Dave, to the Milwaukee Brewers, who, if they wanted to, could have won the World Series, but they realized, hey, the Bucks didn't get enough attention after they won the championship, so we're going to tank the series against the Braves because
yeah.
We don't want to play on the same night as the ring ceremony, so
yeah.
We're just going to lose.
That would be foolish. This is what makes Craig Counsell the best manager in baseball right there. I'm just saying. Let's just breathe it in. Soak up every last bit of Milwaukee Bucks, because really, that's all that matters during the given week right now, right? Monday through Saturday. It's all Bucks all the time. We'll give a day off of rest for them and then let the Packers take a little bit of love as well.
Oh, God, you sound like someone that has been diagnosed with Bucks lust.
Ooh, play me that song.
You want a little Bucks lust? I want to give a shout-out to Zach Gelb. Zach Gelb shouted out our show last night, and he played Bucks lust nationally. On 190 stations, Bucks Lust got played.
Yeah.
How about that? We lustin'.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
I get the Kumbo.
Coach Bud is a 10 out of 10. He's so fine, he blow my mind.
Oh, yes. And to make matters even sweeter, shout out to Rodney Hood. It's his birthday today.
Oh, how old is he?
29, I think.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, he's got Bucks Lust, too.
Happy Wednesday.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
We vibe supreme virtuosity, a supernatural, unflappable command of stealth, power, strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
414-799-1250. Let's see, what are you guys saying? That guy from Wisconsin tweets in, the Bucks are on pace to win 82 games. Yes, they are. 82-0. Really? You play like that last night. How many? I mean, I don't want to get way. I don't. You know, I always say that on sports radio. It's funny. Game one of the MLB season. You know, it's one of 162. And if the Brewers lose, they suck. But if they win, one game, 95 games. the Bucks winning last night, how does this team, they play 82 games, how do they lose 20 of them? How, that means one out of every four games they're going to lose? This team? I mean, the hyperbole is strong, but I believe every second of it. This team is awesome. This team is laughable. It's hard to believe. Look at the ring. Look at the banner. Look at the ceremony. Look at the everything. Look at Giannis. He stayed. Herb Cole got a ring. Oh, it was such a great moment. Look at it all. The Bucks. The Bucks. The team that you had to defend liking throughout the 90s and 2000s and whenever. The team that you've been committed to. The team that you've gone through all the horrible 15-win seasons with. They are the best team in the league, and it's hard to see them. It's hard to see them losing 20 games this season. Oh, it's going to be fun. 414-799-1250. Tim says, great win. Lots of positives. Only concern was Grayson Allen's 3 of 10 shooting from 3. Do we want him chucking up that many threes? Sure, I don't care. Is he going to go 3 for 10 tonight? Someone's going to go 3 for 10 every night. Maybe it's Middleton. Maybe it's Drew. I don't care. This team's so good. Larry says, Giannis is such a leader and sets the tone. I would not have begrudged the Bucks had they lost last night. All the emotion, they could have laid an egg. I think the fact that they did not and were actually quite impressive bodes well for the future. It's just, it's hard to not go there. It's hard to not, I mean, I was already saying repeat yesterday. Even if I was like on the, even if I thought they were going to like, oh no, they'll have a down year and they'll be like the four seed and get bounced in the second round. I'm telling you, how can you think that? This team is so good. They were not at full strength. They're on a mission. They're having fun. They have no pressure. God, this is good stuff. 799-1250, almost as good. Almost as good as the deals at Window Select. 262-703-3500, Window Select. Buy one, get one on the windows. That is a deal that continues. No matter how many windows you get, half of them come to you at no cost. You buy 100 windows, you need 100 windows, you get 50 for free. Do you need 70 windows for how many wins the squad's going to have this year? You get 35 for free. Window Select, a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. So when they come out to your house for a free consultation, they're hooking you up with a $100 Packer Pro Shop gift card. Whether you get everything installed or not, you probably will get it installed. It's a great product, high quality, energy efficient, very affordable. Buy one, get one on the windows. This week only, free installation. So do get in on that deal. No payments for a full year. It's all available. Check it out. Windowselect.com. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. I got a note from somebody that says they do not like the Bucks Lust song, or it was so last year, find something else. Well, to that I say, we'll talk to you in July, because this song ain't going nowhere this season. More coming up.
Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust.
I'm Malcolm Brogdon, Milwaukee's best Bucks coverage here on The Fan.
I mean, I think every game since I'm watching, analyzing preseason games, you know, this shit. So I feel like we all want to reach perfection out there, and I know that's we'll never get to that point, but it's good to strive towards it, and everybody is, you know, analyzing themselves and analyzing their games, and I'm sure, you know, a few possessions guys look back on tonight and want to have those back. You know, it's just the nature of the game, nature of competitiveness, but early on in my career, I think, you know, every game felt like a playoff type game to me. So, yeah.
That's Kevin Durant, future Buck Kevin Durant. He's going to sign a one-year vet minimum. What Carmelo's doing now with the Lakers, that'll be Kevin Durant at the end of his career to play with Giannis. That's just a bold prediction. It won't happen till about 2028, but it'll be fun. Kevin Durant, teammate of Jrue Holiday and Khris Middleton in the Olympics, going against them now. They better figure out that Kyrie Irving thing. The Nets aren't beating the Bucks without Kyrie Irving, at minimum. They're good. I mean, they're going to win a bunch of games. They got Harden and Durant. What are you going to do? But they got to figure out how the rest of the lineup is going to look. Patty Mills, I don't know. Do you start him over Joe Harris? Just one game. Patty Mills, the first player ever in his first game with a new team to go 7-7 from three. Patty Mills, listen to this, Toby. I was telling you about my DraftKings lineup. I did a $5 entry yesterday. I took Giannis as my captain. I took James Harden. I took Patty Mills. I took Kevin Durant. Who was my other guy? I had another buck in there. I took Grayson Allen. And then I had one spot to go. I took Mamu Kelishvili. And that means I won $10. But had I took Mamu out and put in Jordan Wara at a similar, I would have won first.
Really?
One mistake. I thought.
How much would that have made you?
$120.
Well, at least it's not like a couple grand.
No, a lot of people have the same lineup. You know, you Captain Giannis, take the two Nets good guys, and then fill it in from there. But I thought last night we'd see more Mamu because I thought they'd play a little bigger, especially the Nets started bigger, but the Bucks kind of stayed smaller. Giannis was playing at the five. Bucks do really good when he does that. Bucks were switching a bunch more on defense. Stan Van Gundy pointed that out. What's a real complaint you have about yesterday? Somebody tweeted Grayson Allen 3-10. Come on. That is a stretch. Anything is a stretch.
That's what I was waiting for today, was people complaining about Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen knocking down a three in the fourth quarter is what got me all hyped up that they're going to repeat.
Yeah, I don't know that you can look at that game and really complain about anything. I mean, what is there to find? Honestly, Grayson Allen going 3-10 might be the only thing, so maybe he's right. I mean, there's literally nothing to complain about in that game.
George Hill didn't make a bucket. Who cares? He was 0-for-3. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, they're able to go the
Justin Robinson got tied.
I mean, they're able to go the whole second half without Jrue Holiday, and they're still able to win the game pretty easily.
What's the most real, legit criticism that you can have about the game last night? I don't know. Brooke Lopez was 3-9. None of this matters. The Bucks are so good and deep where you can have guys not score or struggle. It's not going to matter. Giannis, who cares that Grayson was 3-10? Giannis was 7-9 from the free throw line. Giannis alone. At one point on Twitter, scrolling, it was just all Giannis highlights and all different highlights. He essentially had a season's worth of highlights in one night, Giannis last night. Blocks. He had a block on Claxton, which was great. Receiving that pass from Middleton. Transition, dunks, rebounds. I think there's one play he rebounded his shot three times before he eventually scored. There's no stopping this dude. There's no stopping this team right now. This is awesome. I almost don't know what to do with myself. This is so great.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to complain about anything last night, you're getting awfully nitpicky because the Brooklyn Nets are a really good basketball team. You brought it up. There's good basketball teams in the NBA, but the Bucks just looked really good last night, and they're the defending champs, so there's no reason to think they can't at least make it back to the finals or at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals and be, you know, a hard out for whoever it may be, the Nets, that's pretty much out. all that's left out east is the Nets and the Bucks. So, I mean, these are the two teams you'll probably see at the end of the year between, you know, going head-to-head in the Eastern Conference. And the Bucks held their own early. I mean, the only thing you can say is it's the first game of the year. Guys had some rust on them. You could tell Giannis, he looked great, obviously. But some of those bunnies he was missing that he usually was finding a way to make on the first time, but didn't really matter because he'd miss it and then grab his board and then put it back in anyways. So, I mean, overall, just last night, great game, fun one to watch. Good to see the guys back out on the floor and good to see them celebrate a ring night. And it was really awesome. My favorite moment from last night was easily Jim Paschke and Giannis.
It was such a great hug. I mean, it was a top hug of all time. Maybe I'll get back into my writing, Toby, and I'll write a column on our website. Top 10 hugs of sports history. The Giannis Bud Middleton hug after the finals was a good hug. But that Giannis Paschke hug, oh man. What a nice hug that was. That was the hug of hugs. Even if they lose last night, even if they lose, I think a lot of people would have said, oh, okay, well, you know, it was emotional and, you know, that's bound to happen. We almost had built-in excuses for it.
Yeah, I mean, they had plenty of excuses to come out flat and to come out a little lethargic, but you know what they did? They came out early and they played really well in the first quarter, I mean, putting up 37 points. They were able to come out, and once they came out and you have a good first quarter like that, you feel like you're okay because, I mean, you're coming off a championship, you're coming off a celebration, the banner and all that stuff before the game. First quarter is usually where you're going to see if they're kind of not have it that night. The Bucks came out ready to go, and I think that's a testament to their leader, Giannis. I mean, he said it from the jump, basically. Like, I mean, he said it during the celebration on the floor after winning Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Hey, let's get another one of these. I mean, he's already thinking about the next title. So it was good to see him celebrate yesterday and be able to enjoy the moment, watching Thanasis celebrate, being able to hug Paschke, being able to be out there and enjoy looking at his ring and the banner being unveiled. But you know, as soon as all that goes away, as soon as Giannis unzips that beautiful white jacket and walks out onto the floor, that he's all in on this season. Last season's in the past. That's awesome that banner's up there for the rest of time. That's awesome that he has a ring. But he doesn't care about that when he's on the floor. And I think that's what you saw from the entire Milwaukee Bucks team. They came out ready to play, and they came out ready in that first quarter, and they gave it to the Nets, get an early lead, and just hold on for the rest of the game.
If you've watched the NBA for a long time, this is not an easy night for the team that you know, gets to receive their rings and have the banner. And you know, so I'm very pleased with the, you know, we've been talking about the focus in training camp, the focus in practice, and that the guys have been good. And you know, this is the start. We got to continue it. We got to uphold it. But certainly there's a lot of emotion that goes in tonight, and I think the guys used it in a good way.
Coach Bud, obviously, greatest coach of all time. Love that guy. Love listening to him. Really love looking at him. He's a very attractive human being. Did you go into the game and then come out of the game? Did you learn anything? Did anything pop to you that, oh, well, now this is a thing I think about the Bucks? Did that happen in any way? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. More from Coach Bud as well. I'm Bart, that's Toby. Let's keep talking with you. We're going buck to buck, baby. Buck to buck champs. We're talking about it. 1250 AM The Fan, and of course, streaming worldwide, everybody, on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
1250 AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. And you, 1250 AM The Fan. Twitter, 414-799-1250. Segment brought to you by Indeed. If you're hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, streamline your route to your next hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. As you heard Sparky there in the promo, 11:35 today, Jordy Nelson on the big show. Legendary receiver. I guess he is. And so is Greg Jennings now, I guess. Packers Hall of Fame inductee. Along with Tim Harris, longtime linebacker. Well, he was one of my guys growing up. Tim Harris. Greg Jennings, Tim Harris, Packers Hall of Fame. Yeah, people upset Jennings. Oh, but he talks bad about Rodgers. Dude's just trying to make some, he's trying to make some money. You know, you don't know what's going on. He's a, kind of an analyst. He's called a few games. People give him attention when he bashes Rodgers. What are you going to do? I bash Rodgers for attention, too. I get it. Mike Budenholzer last night. I used to bash this guy a lot. And then he won my team a championship. So what am I going to say?
It's really been special for me personally since the day I got here. Love working with these guys, and they're just so deserving. You know, it's special for the fans. You know, I think the players and the fans, to see the banner, you know, and to participate in the rings and just, you know, the excitement that comes with that. Our players and our fans are special, and you know, I just feel fortunate to be here.
You know, I've criticized. I want to talk to my younger self for a second. Younger Bart, you're criticizing Coach Bud. You changed your Twitter profile to Fire Bud logo. Just got to give this, I mean, just have the benefit of the doubt with this guy. He's a good coach. He'll get there. He'll figure out the adjustments. Don't you worry. Everything will work out just fine. And not only is he a good coach, he's a good person. He got his ring, but he was more happy to see the players get their ring.
You know, those are the guys that, you know, they're out there doing it, all the work and time they put in. You know, even putting up with coaches and all that, you know, you think about everything they've been through to get to that moment, and a lot of great players in our league, and you know, our group is very fortunate to, you know, accomplish that, and it's just, you know, it's special, and very, very happy for our players.
One thing you noticed last night was how much churn there was at the bottom of the roster. There's a lot of guys on this team right now that weren't there a year ago. How about Grayson Allen? He's in a starting lineup with Drew, Brooke, Giannis, Middleton, all guys that got their rings last year. So I wonder with guys like PJ Tucker, are they going to do a special thing when he comes back? Does he get his ring already, or do they wait until the Heat play here?
They usually do it when the Heat come back and play in Milwaukee.
Yeah. And, you know, even like Sam Merrill will have Sam Merrill night when the Grizzlies come here. But Axel Toupin, credit this guy. This guy was in camp with the Warriors. They didn't keep him. And so he was free. It's like, hey, I'll come back for the ring ceremony. One, I want my ring. And two, just want to let people know that I'm out there on the free agent market. And, hey, John, if you need me, I'm still here. I know you guys are up against the tax, but I'm still here. I'm happy to play for you.
Well, and you get to basically have your own runway. You get to walk out there with your freshest fit.
Yeah.
And get a ring. Why not?
Yeah, you don't have to wear any of the team-issued stuff. You're not on the team. You want one of those white jackets, Axel? You got to buy one for $175. They're not giving you that. Steve is in Germantown, 414-799-1250. What's up, Steve?
Bud, how are you?
Very good.
Oh, hi, Mom. That's great to hear. That's excellent. What a win last night. Start the season on the right foot, huh?
What a win. What a team. What a bunch of wins to come.
I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing with you. I think they may push 55-60 this year. What do you think about that?
Oh, they're going to win more than that. Steve, they're going to win the title again. I'm so confident. I'm not just going to put chairs down on Wisconsin Avenue. I am going to the building that I did it in front of was for lease. So I'm going to rent that place out, open the window, live in the window like a doggy in a pet shop. I'm going to live downtown.
I love it. That's fantastic, Bart. Being this innovative and planning this far ahead, I think the mayor should give you some kind of like key to the city or something.
I think he should. He's leaving. He should make me the mayor.
Sure. Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm voting for you, Bart.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
But yeah, man. Like I said, it's what a start to the season. Like you said, Grayson Allen. Wow. I know he missed his first three or four shots, but he turned it on in that second half. Looks really good. Fits well with his team. I'm kind of concerned that where does DiVincenzo fit then? You know what I mean? Like, where do you put him in at now?
Well, I don't know, man. DiVincenzo, that injury really messed up. It messed up a big payday for him.
They've extended
Grayson, so I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
maybe he gets traded at some point. I don't know.
I honestly think that's probably the scenario because the team's going to look at the solid defense he played last year, the fact that he hit maybe one or two, three games, three a game. I don't know, man. I think it's a trade shift right there. I really do.
But yeah, we'll see what happens.
It is what it is. I mean, when you've got guys like Pat Connaughton who just look, they just picked off where they were in the playoffs from last year, man. I mean, that guy looks athletic. You shoot the ball well. Holiday, Middleton are locked in. I mean, Giannis, if this guy is going to shoot the way he is now, come on, Bart. Who's stopping it? Who's going to even, he's going to put up 40 a night. It's going to happen.
Yeah, you can't. I didn't do a full season NBA fantasy league this year, but I saw people putting their drafts out there, and Giannis was going like 9th or 10th. How's he not go 1 or 2?
I mean, the guy is going to still. He's getting you at least 25 plus and 9 points. He's getting you 10 boards plus. He's getting you at 5 assists, 2 blocks, a steal. He's a stat. I don't know. That fantasy basketball did that a long time ago, and I always laughed at people who, they would draft it. LeBron goes first, and which probably rightfully so. But you can't overlook a guy like Giannis. I mean, I was talking to Rami yesterday. I think it's a real shame that the league doesn't make this guy the face of their league. He's an international superstar. He's so charismatic. I mean, the guy shows up to Chick-fil-A and is on Instagram Live or whatever and having a great time. He's going undercover at stores at 9 o'clock at night on a Sunday. You know, I mean, how do you not love this guy? How is the league not promoting this man?
They need to, he needs to be. Would you say they should change the logo to Giannis's face? I would.
I would say they change it to the face that he made that would turn into a meme. It was in game 5 or 6 of the play in the final thing last year when he made that dunk. It was at home.
That was the alley oop.
Yeah, exactly. That was the alley oop. That should be the logo of the league right there. I mean, this guy is who doesn't like Giannis? I can't find one single person that can't.
Just haters and people that thought he was coming to their team, and then he didn't.
Yeah.
That's
that is true. But it is, Bart. One down, 81 to go. I'm feeling good about this team, man. This team, I think,
Yeah, I think we're going to win.
It's a repeat, dude. I really believe
I believe it, too. I'm not just saying that, Steve. Thanks for the call. We're going to win, lost the schedule later. I rough drafted last night. I got 76-6. But if honestly, if they win 76-6, I wouldn't be surprised. This team's good. Steve brought up Dante. You know, when I see Dante, I think about this a lot. This is from the parade when he talked to the fans.
From the moment I found out I was going to be out, every single person in this organization tried to pick me up and keep me up. And I'm not going to lie, if it wasn't for y'all fans, I'm honestly saying, I don't know how I would have got through the last 5-6 weeks. Y'all held it down, really. Y'all are the best fans in the world, and I'll forever be thankful you guys. Thank you guys.
That's Dante. I think about that a lot because he really did seem like he was down bad. And the fans supported him and helped him through, and now you got to try to figure out, I mean, if he's a bench piece or if you send Grayson Allen to the bench, I don't know. I don't know if they try to work a trade or what. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how that plays out. I don't know. But let's say that he doesn't get traded. Think of what you got off the bench. Him or Grayson, Jordan Wara, Connaughton, Portis. I mean, what the hell? This team's awesome.
Well, yeah, and that's the nice part is with Dante and Grayson, they're very similar players. Grayson's a better shooter. Dante's a better defender. But essentially what you have is one of them's going to be on the floor almost the entire game, and so you have that type of player on the court at all times, a guard that you're confident can handle the ball on the outside, can create their own buckets, can get to the rim, can shoot from the outside, and Grayson looks like he can play a little bit of defense. And so when you put that on the floor and have that on the floor all the time, that's solid. That's what you want. Those are guys that are championship winners because, you know, you need Giannis and those guys to step up and be the stars that they are, and we know that they're going to do that. But you need those role players, and I think having a guy like Grayson Allen added to the mix, and then you're going to get Dante back. You've seen how good Dante can be at times, especially defensively, and I think what you're going to see is Grayson can kind of add in a similar type of role where he's going to be useful in that shooting role, but they're similar players, and so one of them's going to be on the floor at all times, and that's just going to be a huge part for the Bucks is to have guys that can do a lot of things on the basketball court. And I think when you look at it, sure, they could trade one of them and get something, especially now that you have Grayson Allen locked up for a couple years and only for $10 million a year. But why would you when you can also just hold on to them and go for another ring?
This bench, man, it is going to be a strength of this team.
It's part of the, you know, season to season. And, you know, for us, I think the growth and the development of the players, you know, what Jordan Wara did for us tonight, how he helped us. We talked about Connaughton earlier, having George back, the things that Grayson did for us. You know, really, you know, three of those four guys just there, you know, are new or, you know, probably weren't playing significant minutes, you know, down the stretch last year. So, those guys are hungry, and they're going to push us, and you know, I think our leaders are going to push them. So, yeah, no, I think it's good, you know, to have some new guys, and some guys that are growing and developing are going to help us.
Guards might see some more time over the next, I don't know, couple of weeks. Here's the update on Jrue Holiday, a positive one.
He has a heel contusion. He's already been in the MRI, and the results have come back, and he's clean, and everything is intact, so, you know, we're hopeful. We'll see how he feels in the morning. But, you know, I think so far what we've received information and MRI-wise, everything's been good, positive.
Let's get out to Brett on the east side. What's happening, Brett?
Hey, good morning, Bart.
How are you?
Just fantastic. It's always good to take the excuse world champions behind the tool shed, beat them by 23 on ring night.
Oh, my God, that was so great.
I just really impressive on the defensive end, especially. They were really in James Hardy's nuts.
What the hell is that? If he calls back, he can get back on. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
I didn't hang up on him. I mean, saying you're in James Harden nuts is kind of weird. I don't know. That was odd. All right. Coach Budenholzer also at the podium. One thing that they did a good job of last night was, I think, managing the guy's minutes. And you're going to see that. You're going to see what this – there's going to be a lot of tinkering with the rotations. That's been a constant complaint we've had of Bud, right, the rotations. You're going to see a lot of tinkering with that. Now, in the first quarter, Bud did take Giannis, Middleton, and Drew all out at the same time. Maybe not do that. But also, I mean, it didn't seem to matter. One more from Coach Bud.
We've been talking about it, you know, once we started gathering as a coaching staff, once we started thinking about how we were going to practice in training camp, what we were going to do, how long, how much five-on-five. I mean, for us, it's a constant conversation. It's a constant dialogue. You know, how it translates to how much they play in games can vary. But it's just a conversation about keeping our guys healthy. That really is just, you know, really a constant conversation that never stops. And the feedback from the players is good too. And, you know, I think their trust, their belief, in the sports performance team and everything we do, you know, is high level.
31 minutes for Giannis. When he came out, Thanasis usually came in. He brought good energy. Giannis told him bring the energy, and he certainly did. He had 6 points himself. Middleton with 31. Lopez, 28 minutes. Drew, of course, got hurt. Should be fine. Grayson, 28 minutes. Mamu Keshavili came off the bench second quarter. Played a little bit, then didn't play until the end of the game. Wara got in first quarter minutes. Earned his 26. Your boy Georgios Kalitzakis, he got in at the end. Justin Robinson got in during meaningful time. Hill played 23, Connaughton 30. And already right there, that's a pretty good team. But that, again, is without Portis, without Rodney Hood, without Dante, without Semi Olaje. 414-799-1250. Who's on the phone?
Ram fan.
Like a fan of the Rams or a fan of...
Dude, have no idea.
Aren't you supposed to screen the calls?
I did. That's what he wanted to be called.
You're a fan of the Rams or you're a fan of Caller Ram?
Caller Ram.
Oh, what's up, Caller Ram fan?
I'm a Hooper. And Hooper's Hoop. And number 22, he's, you know, let me tell you something about, you know, I'm a Hooper, and Hooper's got a hoop, and number 22 ain't no Hooper. And, you know, what he doesn't do is, you know, let me tell you something about, like, when you hoop and you play, you kind of just know that number 22 is just not, you know, look, man, I'm just saying that the Bucks, you know, I think they're going to finish the 7th seed. The Knicks, because number 22 just can't hold it. You know, and Hoopers know this, and I'm a Hooper. So I'm going to go. Have a great day.
Ram fan, can you stay? Oh, I wanted to ask him about if he thought Jordan Wara was a Hooper. Ram fan. Okay, so good impression. Really only had one note there. But it was a valiant effort.
I mean, for that one note, he's pretty spot on.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's just way... One note. That'd be like if I had a, let's say, a Trump impression, but all I said was China. Yeah, you can't just have one note. China. You got to have more than the one note. 414, but it's a good first try. I'm encouraged. I would like to hear more from Ram fan, if that is the case. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. So the Bucks, they get the win last night, as you know, 127-104. We'll talk more about the ceremony, more about the rings, more about the tears that are still drying on my face after seeing Herb Cole get one. Bucks' next game is tomorrow night against the Heat. They got a little bit of a road trip here. I don't know. Maybe they scuffle. I just don't know. I don't see them losing. They'll lose games. I'm not that extreme about it, but you're going to have to throw a good shot at the Bucks to beat them. Because, I don't know, was that their A effort last night? Was that the best the Bucks can play? No. They can play better than that even. And they beat the Nets by 23. Heat on Thursday, San Antonio Saturday night, on the road again on Monday, and then their next home game is next Wednesday. So a week before you get to see them at Fiserv Forum again. And I really do think, like, yes, last night was the celebration itself where they dropped the banner and gave out the rings and you got the moment to soak it in. But I really do think a lot of these games are going to feel celebratory. A lot of these games are going to feel like just a cel- it's a party. It's going to be a party. The place to go and party is Fiserv Forum. They're going to continue the partying that you had over the last couple of months. And that it kind of feels like it got halted, right? The Bucks won the finals. They had the parade. And then Drew and Middleton had to go. Then we're watching the Olympics. Then the NBA is doing free agency. The draft happens. There's all this stuff going on. I did that again. There's all this stuff going on. It's like you didn't get time to totally soak it in. So this year, coupled with a good product on the court, is just going to be, it's going to be a ride, man. 414-799-1250. Nick Kostos, his first impressions on what he saw. Nets-Lakers seems to be the popular play, the popular bet. I don't know. I think more people go to the window and lay some money on the Bucks after last night. He'll join us from You Better You Bet next. More from you guys. 414-799-1250.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.